The Christ in All. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. The Christ in All. We might say there's life in all. And that is a phrase that no one would take umbrage with, they would agree to. Life is in all. We might say that love is in all. Well, now that we might disagree with, but it's true. Love is in all. Peace is in all. We might say that God is in all. And God is good, and God is peace, and God is love. We might say that this is in all, and we wouldn't find too much difficulty with it. And we could say, too, that Christ, which is the awareness of our God self, Christ, which is the awareness of the divine within us, Christ is in all. So many times, people came to the Master Jesus, and they said to him, "Heal me. Heal me." And Jesus would say to them, "Do you believe you can be healed?" And they said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, then it's done." He said, "If I be lifted up, all the world will be lifted up unto me. And this goes for you, because you are the Christ. You are the divine. You are God. And if you are lifted up, all the world is lifted up unto you." Do we have the courage to say, "I am God"? Do we have the courage to say, "I am the Christ"? Do we have the courage to say, "I am all"? If we have the courage to say that, and then say it, then the miracle of that realization takes place in our life. People would come to Jesus and say, "Jesus, heal me." And he would say, "I am the Christ. I can only see you in your original purity and integrity. What wouldst thou of me?" And they would say, "I would be healed. But I see you whole and perfect. But I would be healed." Then he would say, "It's up to you now to see yourself whole and perfect. Do you think you can? Do you think you can?" And he said to those who were terminal and gone, apparently, he said, "They only sleep." He said, "Arise." He said, "They only sleep." And to sleep is to do what? To sleep is to be unaware. And yet, the truth be known, in our sleep, we are more aware of our universe than we know. For in our sleep, we travel domains and dimensions beyond limit. And in our awakened consciousness, our conscious mind, our conscious brain has a tendency to say, "It's not so." Our conscious brain demands logic and reason. And our sleep, our awareness, our divinity needs no reason or logic. It just is. The Bible stories that we get are so often political stories of social ways of acting, of things that we're supposed to do. And truly, if we were to cull out of the Bible, out of the stories of Jesus, all the things that we are asked to do, just by the Master Teacher itself, we would find that we are asked to do what he did. We are asked to do as he taught. We are asked to be how he lived. We are asked to stand up in all things to the principle. And standing up to principle, we are untouched by the illusions, by the appearances that pass our way that have no long-lasting significance to us. And we are free. The Bible is such a significant book, such a significant way of looking at things. And it doesn't matter what Bible you read. It could be the Bible of the Hindus, the Bible of the Muslims, the Bible of the Christians, the Bible of every religion and every philosophy on earth. It doesn't really matter. But you find that in all of these writings, in all of these teachings, there is the one idea that we should know ourselves, and we should be ourselves, and we should live our life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so perfectly, that it is done unto us according to our belief. For truly it is. Truly it is done unto us according to our belief. And as we live in that awareness, in that expectation, and in that expression, then that is what we experience. When you read your Bible, when you read your Bible stories, read the Bible stories from the very heart of yourself. For within you is the finest Bible that has ever been written. And that is the Bible of the story of you being you. Join me in reading my Bible, your Bible, today, and living according to what we know is the truth. I love all the world like I love myself. And I love myself with all my heart and soul and being. Yes, I would live the Christ in me every moment of my being. For truly, I am living the Christ in me, even as each is living the Christ in them. For you are wonderful. You are the Christ. And I love it. I love you. I love you. I love you.